Are you tuned in? Because I am. It's the Nancy Ruffin Show.
You are tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show, a digital global classroom where individuals across all ages, backgrounds, and career levels tune in for guidance and motivation to live life on their own terms. Hosted by award-winning author, transformation coach, and the self-proclaimed Latina Oprah, The Nancy Ruffin Show is where inspiring thought leaders, modern-day influencers, and social game changers come to discuss their own personal journeys and have real conversations about the journey to success. It's where the next generation of leaders come to tap into their potential, ignite their fire, and expand their self-awareness. So if you're ready to power up and blaze trails of positive change, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Is this thing on? Testing 1, 2. Is this thing on? Welcome back to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your host, the one and only self-proclaimed Latina Oprah, aka the purpose professional, aka the one who is going to make sure you are living your best life. That is what we do here on the Nancy Ruffin Show. We are a personal and professional development podcast, in case you guys didn't know. And we are the best personal and professional development podcast on these internet streets. So just know that you are tuned in and listening to the best. How do I know? Because I claim it. I affirm it. And that is what I want you to start doing in your life. So often we struggle with really tapping into our greatness because for whatever reason, maybe we don't feel great at the moment. Maybe we feel unworthy. We don't feel deserving. But you know what? Unless you start to shift your mindset and start changing the conversations that you're having with yourself and the thoughts that you're thinking, you're always going to allow those negative, not real voices tell you who you are. And I need you to start believing that you are the best, the most amazing, the most deserving person for whatever it is that you're trying to achieve and accomplish. So, as you head out today, I want you to take a moment, look at yourself in the mirror, and say, you that bitch. And if you're not a woman, well, you could be a bitch too if you're a dude, right? Maybe not, but you get the gist. You get what I'm trying to say. I really need you all to start affirming your greatness. Because if you don't believe you're great, how are you gonna exude any confidence out in the world? Why would anyone else believe you're great if you don't believe you're great for yourself? Confidence is internal, and you have to start cultivating that because there's no one who can make you feel good about you. Only you can do that. And, you know, this past weekend, I had my second and last strategic visioning board workshop of the year, and it was magical. I mean, I love every group that I have an opportunity to facilitate, you know, this workshop for, but I don't know if it was because this workshop was more intimate or if because there were so many of my past attendees in attendance that it just gave a different vibe. But it was, I mean, we laughed, we cried, we sang. It was really like just hanging out with my girlfriends and just teaching them what it means to live in your power and be intentional and do things that you're passionate about and making sure that there is purpose behind everything that we're doing. And there was so much sharing. And I think for me, that's probably one of the things that I love and appreciate most from all of you who show up at these workshops. You have this way of opening yourselves up that I always am in awe of, because a lot of times we don't realize how therapeutic it is when we allow ourselves to become vulnerable and allow people to really see us for who we are in all of our magnificence and in all of our, you know, flaws. We're human, and so we're not perfect, and we each struggle, and we're going through different things and different trials. But when we come together this way, and when we're able to share some of the struggles and some of the things that are challenging us, we allow others to see themselves in us and their strength in that. And so this weekend, it was just really, really dope. I am just so grateful for every single woman who continues to trust in me, who attends my workshops. Those of you out there right now listening to my podcast, thank you so much for your support. I also want to make sure that I acknowledge the one gentleman that was in the room with us this past weekend. You know, having that male energy adds a different element to the workshop as well. And I really wish that more men would commit to their dreams and to their visions and attend my workshops, because I think that there's so much benefit in that, and it would really give them a lot of insight, just as to the world around them, because so much gets released in these workshops, and you just have to be there to know what I'm talking about. But I think that men really could benefit from this, because we live in a society that does not encourage vulnerability for men. And I think that when we create these spaces that allows for that, it really allows men to look at themselves more introspectively and really start to chip away at some of the lies that society has taught us to internalize about ourselves, you know, and about each other, specifically when it comes to men and women and gender roles and how we're supposed to show up in the world and for each other. And so the discussions that happen in the room, I think, are so important that I just wish more men would be a part, you know, of the conversation. But this week, I actually wanted to spend some time talking about the importance of being accountable and showing up, you know, as we shift from the workshops and this idea of really getting clear and being specific and being focused on the goals that we want to achieve. You know, what happens once we step out of these workshop rooms and we're left, you know, to ourselves and being responsible for the things that we say we want to manifest for ourselves during the year. You know, how are we keeping ourselves accountable? How are we staying focused? How are we staying on track? How are we checking in with ourselves regularly to make sure that we're not deviating away from our goal or from the plan? You know, and how often are we doing self-checks, right? And self-reflecting and maybe identifying areas where we're slacking and we could be doing better. You know, what does that look like? And so this week, I wanted to share a few tips for those of you who may struggle with accountability and staying focused, so that by the end of this year, you don't find yourself, you know, looking at your vision board or at your goals and feeling defeated because you weren't able to accomplish anything. So when we get back from the break, we're going to dive right into this discussion, you know, and I'm going to share some tips on how you can be accountable and how you need to show up for yourself.
I'm Alexa, and you're listening to my mommy.
Welcome back, mi gente. You are tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show, your digital global classroom where individuals across all ages, backgrounds, and career levels tune in for guidance and motivation to live life on their own terms. As you know, I am your host, Nancy Ruffin, aka The Latina Oprah. And as I mentioned in our previous segment, I wanted to talk this week about what it means to be accountable and what it means to show up for yourself once you have decided that you're going to make a change in your life, or you have set a goal for yourself, or really have committed to anything, right? How do you hold yourself accountable? One of the things that I heard repeatedly at my workshop this past weekend was how many of us start off really strong at the beginning of the year when it comes, you know, to our goals and the things that we want to accomplish. And then somewhere along the line, mid-year, end of year, as we start creeping up, you know, to December, we somehow lose our focus, we lose momentum. And so what I wanted to talk about is how do we prevent that from happening so that we are accountable to ourselves and to what we say we want to achieve, not just for the first, you know, half of the year, but for the entire 12 months, you know. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about is the importance of setting a schedule for yourself. And the reason why the schedule is so important is because it conditions your mind and it is going to get you into the habit and establish a routine where you're doing a set task every single day, right? So kind of like how we have to eat 3 meals a day. We may not always eat 3 meals a day, but we know that somewhere throughout the day, we have to eat something. It becomes part of our routine. We get a trigger in our body that tells us that we're hungry, and so then we have to go and eat. And that's a mental trigger because we've been conditioned. I mean, it might be an innate condition, but in any case, it's a trigger that tells us we have to do something. We have to eat. So being able to set a schedule for yourself is so important. You have to be able to set a new routine, especially if you're someone that knows that you struggle with sticking to a routine. And one of the things that, you know, I encourage is that you carve into your schedule the activities or the things that you have to do on any given day. So the same way you schedule your meetings for work, or you schedule an appointment to get your hair done or your nails done, that you start scheduling in your calendar the tasks that you have to do either daily, weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, so that you can stay on track with your goals. If you don't have a schedule, and if you don't begin to cultivate a new habit or routine, that is going to be the surefire way that you lose focus and you stay off track. Because if you're not incorporating daily tasks into your daily routine or your weekly routine about the things you must do and complete in order to achieve your goal, then it's never going to happen. This is why when I have my workshops and I have the homework and I ask people to complete, to write down their goals, I also ask them to give themselves a deadline. You have to have a date. Because without that date, then you're never going to know what you need to do or by when to make sure that that goal or that step gets accomplished. So the very first thing that you do to get yourself accountable so that you can crush your goals is that you need to set a schedule. You've already written down your goals, right? You already know what it is that you have to do, because this is what I have kind of instilled. And those of you who follow me, if you've been following me for a while, then you know I'm very big on making sure that everything is written down. If you don't see it, you can't achieve it. You have to envision it if you want to be it. You can't become what you don't see for yourself. So write every single thing down. Give yourself a deadline and then commit to that. Carve out time in your schedule the same way you would carve out time for any other important thing in your life. That's one. Understanding the why of your goal and why it's important to you and why you want to achieve it is so crucial. Because if you don't have an emotional attachment to your goal, a reason for doing it, it is going to be really difficult for you to stay focused on said goal when challenges arise, when you encounter obstacles, or if it's a day where maybe you don't feel like doing it. Going back to your why and revisiting that why is going to give you the push and the encouragement that you need to keep going. If that emotional connection is not there, you're not going to care about whether or not that you achieve your goals. This is also why it's important that you set goals for yourself that are important to you and not goals that others want you to achieve for whatever reason. Your goals have to be personal. They have to mean something to you. You have to care about them on some level. So being able to understand your why is absolutely important. And I have this worksheet that I hand out during my workshops that really helps individuals get to the root why of why they want to do something. It's not just enough to have a basic why. You have to dig deep into the why. So I take my attendees almost like 5 layers deep, and we continue to ask the question why until you get to the root of why you really want that goal. So make sure that you're writing everything down, that you're setting a schedule, that you understand the why of your goals. These are all things that are going to help you to stay accountable if you're someone who struggles with accountability and showing up. I will tell you that the showing up is what's going to get you to the finish line. Like, you're never going to be able to finish the race if you're not at the starting line. And if you're not there and if you're not ready to go when that whistle blows, there's no way you're going to make it to the end. And it's just like with your goals. If you don't show up for yourself, if you're not at that starting line when the whistle blows and it's time to go, how do you expect to achieve anything by the end of the year if you're not showing up for yourself on a daily basis? You have to want the goal. You have to want to achieve it. No one can do that for you. No one can show up for you. Only you can show up for yourself. So what are you putting in place to make sure that that's happening? And one of the things that I encourage, so many people tend to put tons of goals that they want to accomplish for the year. And realistically, considering how busy everyone is, especially for those of us that have families, that are working regular day jobs, that have spouses, our time is very limited, right? So if you have a limited amount of time, and then you're setting 10, 15, 20 goals for yourself, realistically, there's no way you're going to be able to achieve all of those things because you're just not going to have the time. And sometimes when we overburden ourselves with all of these different goals, it can be a little disheartening because we're not achieving anything. And so it takes away the motivation that we initially had. So this is why I encourage everyone to just set small goals. At most, set 3 goals for yourself that are very doable, right? And then as you achieve 1 or 2 or 3 of those goals, you give yourself little rewards, you know, so that you can stay motivated. But you can't set so many goals for yourself that they become unattainable. So I encourage you to create micro goals, because a lot of times even our bigger goals are a series of micro goals. So it's a series of things that you must do collectively just to accomplish that one goal. And we don't realize that oftentimes, because when we're writing our goals, we're just looking at the big picture. And we're not taking the time to really break down that goal into smaller goals and to see how many things we have to do and how much time we have to invest just to achieve that one goal. So break down your goals so that you can see exactly step by step day by day what it is you need to be doing and working on to achieve that goal. One of the things I also encourage is doing daily reflection. And that's really key, because when we're reflecting on our day, we're stepping back and we're actually kind of like watching a show where we're the star, and we get to see everything that we did that day, including everything that we didn't do that day, and also seeing where we're spending the majority of our time. And so when you're able to reflect on your day and see what you're doing, what you're not doing, what you're investing your time in, it helps you to identify areas where maybe you can cut back on doing certain things. You know, last week I had a one-on-one session with someone, and one of her goals for this year is to become healthier. You know, and she had a plan on how she was going to do that, and she was going to meal prep and all of these things, and she was doing that. But then she is in a busy time at work, and she didn't prepare adequately. So although she had the meal prep done and she knew exactly, you know, what kinds of food she needs to be eating, this one week, because of the busyness of work, she wasn't even eating lunch. She wasn't even really eating breakfast. So by the time she was getting home, she was starving and not giving her body the nutrients that it needed throughout the day. And so if you're able to reflect on your day and see, if she would have been able to see, well, what if I would not have done this and I would have taken the first 10 minutes, you know, before my next activity to eat, how would that had a different impact on her day that day, and on her nutrition, and on the plan that she has for herself to be healthier and to lose, you know, a certain number of pounds by the end of the year. You have to be able to look back, look at your patterns, because that's what self-reflection also does. It helps you to see your patterns and your behaviors. And when you're aware of your behaviors, then you're better equipped to change them, because we can't change what we're not aware of. So being able to self-reflect is key. I encourage you, you know, to start journaling if you're not already doing so. But being able to track what you're doing through the day is so, so important. And I think the last thing I want to add as it relates to accountability and showing up for yourself is maybe get yourself an accountability buddy. You know, someone who is going to hold you accountable when you're slacking on yourself. You know, and that can be, you know, a relative, it can be a coworker, it can be your spouse. You know, for me, a lot of times my accountability partners are my children, because they know some of the things that I'm trying to do. And when I'm not doing it, they'll call me out on it. And I remember when I was really active, and I need to get back into this, but back into my health, because I wanted to be healthier and I was trying to lose some weight, and they would see me exercising daily on the days when I didn't exercise or I didn't feel like exercising. They would call me out and be like, well, mommy, why aren't you exercising today? You need to exercise. You need to do your workouts, you know? And so they're always watching me. And so they keep me accountable a lot of times when it comes to certain things. Another way that I remain accountable, and I shared this at the workshop this past weekend, is when I know that I want to do something and maybe I might be afraid to do something because I don't know how to do it, I throw it out on social media. And I tell the world what I'm going to do, because then I have to do it, because I'm a person of my word. So if I say something and I put it out into the universe and I tell people and it's out on social media, then I have to show up for myself. And that's how I keep myself accountable. So again, being self-aware and really knowing yourself and knowing what motivates you and keeps you going is so important to remaining accountable. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to know what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And then you have to, you know, create plans that are going to support those things, right? So if you know that you're strong in a certain area, then that's what you're going to do. If you know that you're weak in a certain area, then what do you need to do to become stronger in that area? So just being aware, understanding who you are, being honest with yourself, committing to a schedule, creating micro goals, getting an accountability partner and really knowing your why are going to help you stay accountable and show up for yourself this year. You have no excuses. If you fail, it's because you don't want it bad enough. If you fail, it's because you're not committed enough. And then, you know, I encourage you to then revisit your goals, because if you're having a hard time sticking to them and following through, then how important is that goal to you? It might not be as important as you say that it is. So with that, mi gente, I'm going to leave you all with that for this week. Thank you for listening. Make sure that you've subscribed, leave us a comment, a rating, and as always, please share us with your networks. It's how I'm going to grow. It's how we're going to grow. And it's how I'm able to continue to give you, you know, this content. So again, thank you for your support. Have an amazing week. Go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.